97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It is National Teacher Appreciation Day, and joining us on the phone is a retired superintendent for our Fort Zumwalt School District, Dr. Bernie DeBray. Bernie, how are you, sir? Do we have him?
Can you hear me?
Hey, there you go. All right, we got you now.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, sorry.
I appreciate you. No, that was on our end. I appreciate you making the time today. Hey, before I talk to you about the state of education, I wanted to give you an opportunity. I know you were the president of Great Rivers Greenway Board of Directors, and Susan is retiring, and I know you're downtown to do a meeting with her. Just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about Great Rivers Greenway, which is a fantastic organization.
It really is. As you well know, since the county council approves me as a board member and has done so since 2010, so Great Rivers Greenway is an organization, a great regional organization that collects sales tax from St. Charles County, St. Louis County, and St. Louis City, and builds trails and trailheads throughout that whole region. And Susan Troutman has been our executive director the last 15 years. She's retiring, so I'm speaking at her retirement tonight, and was just, on our board. We have the governor, Governor Jay Nixon, and McGraw-Milhaven, and a lot of, I think, prestigious individuals, and it's a great group, and Great Rivers Greenway has done a lot of good work in our community.
Well, make sure you say hello to my good friend, Senator Chuck Gross, while you're down there, who also serves on the board with
you. He's gonna be here. I will say that.
He is a great guy. Hey, Bernie, yeah. I wanted to talk to you today, since we're talking about Teacher Appreciation Day, and you spent over 40 years in education, and I'm sure
54.
You've seen... How long is that?
54.
I didn't want to... I shorted you. I'm sorry about that.
Well, 38 as superintendent in Fort Zumwalt, but 54 in my career.
So tell me a little bit about changes that you saw over your career from where education was when you started to kind of where it was when you retired.
Well, when I started teaching at Pattonville High School in 1969, and our entire curriculum was a textbook. I taught citizenship to ninth graders, and our entire curriculum was a textbook that I was handed the summer before I started teaching and was told to teach.
Wow.
When I finished, we had specialists who did curriculum development, and it is so much more than what I started with, but it's remarkable the progress you can make with students with the right curriculum and the opportunity for teachers to work with kids.
Well, I know we were talking about everybody kind of has that teacher. When you think back in your life, that special teacher that made a real difference in your life. But I remember, places like Lindenwood University used to be a teachers only college. But it wasn't as hard. It didn't feel like to get teachers maybe 20, 30 years ago. It's become more of a struggle to get people to go in the teaching profession these days, isn't it?
Oh, it really has. Everybody has Grow Your Own Teacher programs. Fort Zumwalt has the most recognized Grow Your Own Teacher program in the state of Missouri, where we have a foundation that supports our graduates that are selected going to college with $32,000 when they come out after 4 years. They'll teach for the school district in a high needs area for at least 4 years because of that support. So it's a well recognized Grow Your Own Teacher program. Teaching has gotten more stressful. That's one thing that's really changed since I started all those years ago. The stress is pretty high, and teachers just tend to, or individuals tend to burn out quicker. We have a great retirement system that teachers can retire with full benefits after 30 years. But sometimes that works against you in the sense that you've got people leaving the profession when they're still valuable. So that's a problem.
What is it that has led to making the profession so stressful? Why is it so much more stressful now than it used to be?
Well, one thing for sure has been COVID, the COVID years, because students, many students didn't come to school and they stayed away. They didn't get that socialization that they needed. I'm talking particularly at the younger years. They didn't get the socialization skills that they needed. And when we did come back, the kids were just they weren't ready. They weren't prepared. And I think a lot of the kids have lost time that I don't know if it'll ever be made up. Now, Zumwalt didn't experience a lot of that because we did come back face to face right away. But you look at some of our St. Louis County schools that stayed out for upwards of a year and more. I don't know how those kids will ever recover the time that they lost. So, I mean, some of it's the COVID years. Some of it is just kids are very difficult to deal with today because their parents don't, many of them, parents don't really know what proper parenting skills are. And consequently, you wind up with kids that come to school not ready to learn. And that puts a lot of stress on a teacher.
It's kind of interesting that you started off teaching citizenship, because it feels like that's a class that we should probably have taught quite a bit more these days, because it seems like it came up at a county council work session that we had the other day, just talking about decorum in general. There seems to be a lack of decorum for public meetings, and it sounds like there's a lot of that kind of in the classroom these days, too, that it's tough for a teacher to be able to control all the craziness that's there these days because the kids aren't as disciplined maybe as they used to be.
Yeah, I think that's true, but I will say we need to get the class sizes down. Teachers can deal with individual needs if class sizes aren't as big, and I'm not talking about huge class sizes now, but 22 to 25 to 30 kids, it's just it's difficult to deal with individual needs. So, you know, my formula for improving education would be to get class sizes down, try to get those teacher salaries up, so that we're attracting the best and the brightest and not overwhelm them with student problems.
Well, Bernie, I know that you have to speak here in just a little bit at Susan's going away. Just a quick thought as we go away here. Where do you think we are in terms of how can we recruit more people to be teachers? Obviously, you said getting the teacher's pay up there would be a little bit better, reducing class size. How do you think we can make this profession more attractive to people?
Well, I think one thing is, you know, people have to speak well of education. Right now, you will not always find people that speak well of education, that, oh, you don't want to be a teacher, you know, they're underpaid, whatever. I don't know that that needs to be promoted as much as letting people know what a wonderful profession it is. I did it for 54 years, and I'm telling you, I loved every minute. You know, I've told you before, at the end of my 38 years, the end of my career, I didn't want to retire. I don't particularly care for retirement because I enjoyed what I was doing. I loved being in the buildings. I loved being around kids. And I think more people need to talk up the profession. And then I think the Grow Your Own Teacher programs are some real possibilities to get more teachers into the profession. I know Fort Zumwalt, it's worked out pretty well for us. I know we have about 20 teachers that have previously gone through the Grow Your Own Teacher program now. We have another 12 or 13 that are in the pipeline. So Grow Your Own Teacher programs, talk well about education, get salaries up, keep class sizes down. And, you know, Mike, the problem with all that is that it costs money.
Right.
And when you talk with the legislature, I think very often the legislators say, oh, my gosh, you guys are asking for more money again? Well, it's not a cheap operation. If people want students to do well, it's going to cost money. And I'm afraid that, you know, we tapped our local taxpayers about as much as we can. So we need some help from the state. They've been pretty good to us, but we've got to get these salaries up. There's just no other answer to it.
Well, we appreciate your 54 years in education, and I know a lot of those as superintendent was running the fastest growing school district in the state of Missouri. And you did it very well. All three of my kids went through, and they're alive today. So that's a win. Believe it or not, you'll appreciate this. Megan is graduating from UCM this weekend. So
is she really?
We made it all the way through.
You say congratulations from me.
I will do so. And you tell Susan congratulations from me. We appreciate you working us in today.
I will do it.
That is
Thanks,
Dr.
Mike.